Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today we're going to do something totally different, and it's something I've been wanting to do for quite some time now. I want to do a reaction video, and the video I've chosen is one that you may or may not have seen already. It's a video from a great group of folks called the Smile Squad. Last week, a friend of mine shared this with me on Messenger. I watched it over and over again. The first time, I had tears of laughter coming down my eyes. I'm sharing this with you because it's part of what my channel is all about, sharing cultural differences with others around the globe. I really love doing it. So today, I am going to invoke my right to fair use on YouTube, and I'm going to show it to you with my commentary. I was amazed at how much good information about Poland they were able to squeeze into only 3 minutes of video, actually. Now, it is a little bit over the top in some areas, but you know, it's fun. Let's have a look at this video. It's coming up right after this.
Hey! How's it going?
Nie przez bruk! It's bad luck to hug in threshold!
What threshold?
Co ty tutaj nie rozumiesz? To jest taki threshold! Ja nie mogę z tobą już tak! Oh, guess who made pizza?
Wait, what is this?
Zapiekanka, it's Polish pizza.
Is that ketchup on pizza though?
Yes, here, put some more. Here.
No! Wait a second, don't you have a drying machine?
Of course, but I would rather use God's dryer.
It's so much more fresh.
Sam, no shoes in the house.
Oh, sorry about that.
Here, wear these slippers.
Thanks, the whole VIP treatment, huh?
I love the energy that Kasia and Sam have put into this so far. In terms of the door threshold, you know, I've never thought about not hugging there. I've never hugged somebody over the threshold. For me, it's always been about avoiding shaking hands. Good to know. And I love how Kasia loses it and switches into Polish when she's annoyed. That is a Polish girl all day long. Sam, I feel you. They will do that on occasion. And in terms of the pizza and ketchup, they showed ketchup on a zapiekanka, which is basically a toasted rectangular kind of pizza. And that's acceptable, but what shocked me and still shocks me today is how Poles will go to a restaurant. They'll order a gourmet pizza and they'll just, with a big bottle of ketchup, make huge circles on that pizza. That one blew my mind. Here in Częstochowa, you have to be careful. We have an Italian restaurant with an Italian chef. If he sees you putting ketchup on the pizza that way, he will kick you out. He's kicked out people before. No joke. And God's dryer. Yeah. Great money-saving idea as long as you don't live in the humid American South like I did in Houston. Good luck getting anything dried outdoors in our climate. Let's get back.
Hey, Kasia, I'm running late for work. Can you make me a sandwich?
I already did. Here you go.
Wait, that's a sandwich?
That is kanapki.
Where's the other piece of the bread on the top?
No, it's one piece of bread. You eat, you enjoy art. Happy 21st birthday, Sam!
No, thanks! But, where's my present?
Don't worry, you get your present soon.
What are you doing?
Hold still, it's tradition! Don't worry, we only have 19 more.
What the heck? What are you doing?
It's windbreak! It gives us private, and it also protects from wind and cold.
It's 100 degrees out! What are you talking about?
Hey, Kasia! Got some vodka for us.
Just because I'm Polish, you think I like vodka?
No, that was...
Just kidding! Zdrowie!
Okay, sandwiches. I know it sounds crazy, but a sandwich without the top bread slice is just better. You should see how creative Poles can be with their sandwiches. They pile on all kinds of yummy stuff, and it's so much fun being able to kind of look down at that sandwich and actually see what you're eating. I'll make a video in the future showing how we make a Polish-style sandwich at my house. It is delish. Oh, and Kasia, that's also my wife's name. I am sure that you and Sam are not really dating in real life, but I just want you to know that if you were using my pricey aluminum baseball bat to hammer in those windbreaks, I would have to kill you. It would be a big, big problem. Where is your big rubber mallet that all the Poles take to the Polish seaside? That should have been featured. And thinking about this, I would love to see what would happen if a Polish family flew to Florida, went to Miami Beach, and set up those windbreaks on that beach. That would be a great video all in itself. The next time I'm there, I might have to record that. And so true about the vodka. I would be really suspicious of a girl my age who hates vodka. However, I do teach a lot of high schoolers, and it seems that vodka is becoming less and less popular nowadays, at least as a young lady's drink of choice. Let's keep going. This is great.
Now, remember, Sam addressed my father as Mr. Keslowski and my mother as Mrs. Keslowska.
Wait, your family has two names?
gifts for men, guys for women.
All right, what kind of Christmas movies should we watch?
Home Alone. It's Polish tradition.
Why is that a Polish tradition?
It just is, Sam. You wouldn't get it.
So should I order some Chinese food or?
No, I take care of it.
Oh, wow, that is a lot of food.
No, it's just little snack.
That is literally enough to feed my whole family.
Hi, Babchu. Happy imenine. Sam, say happy imenine to my Babcha.
Hi, Babcha. Happy birthday.
No, imenine is her name day, not her birthday.
What the heck is a name day?
Babcha, he says happy imenine.
You know, I'm really blessed. When I was dating my Kasia and I met her parents for the first time, they insisted that I call them Andrew and Mary, English style. And they did their best to exercise the little English they knew with me to make me feel comfortable. So I didn't have to worry about those last names and changing those. That was a good thing. And in fact, I don't know if you know this, not all Polish last names have to change according to gender, like the common name Novak, for instance. And Home Alone. Words cannot describe how right Kasia is about this movie. That movie is played on a loop around Christmas. Just turn on your TV and it's there. They don't call it Home Alone though. I like the Polish title. They call it Kevin Sam w domu, which translates to Kevin Alone at Home. Fitting. Oh, and Kasia's little snack she prepared for Sam, right on the money. I am perfectly convinced that one of the things that made me fall in love with Poland was how Poles could quickly whip up a feast for you, often with very little advance warning. It was such a touching move. I love that. All right, so let's finish up this video by looking at the last section. Here we go.
Stolat, stolat, niech żyje, żyje nam stolat.
You remembered. Okay, kochanie, kiełbasa i pierogi.
Guess I'll just dig in.
Tak jest. Oh, ty jesteś polski. You're really Polish.
I'm full gone. Hey, what you watching?
It's nice to see you.
Miło mi było.
Yes.
Chodzi o to.
So one man does the voices for both the guy and the girl?
Yeah. So?
Why don't you just read like Polish subtitles?
This is so much better. It's like fancy audiobook.
Okay, you can open your eyes now.
Oh my gosh, Sam, I love it. Thank you, Miszaczek.
Oh, you're very welcome, my kochana.
Oh my gosh, you've been working on your Polish.
Ah, oh, such a bad headache.
Oh, no, no, it's okay. Here, drink this. It helps your hangover.
Oh, okay. Oh, what is that?
Oh, it's pickle brine.
Oh, that is so gross. Oh, wait. Wow, I actually feel a lot better.
See, I told you it worked.
What can I say? The only point in this whole video with which I had no personal experience was the pickle brine. No friend of mine or family member here in Poland has ever offered me a drink of pickle brine to help me with that next day headache. However, I wouldn't be afraid to try it, and I think I will after my next wedding party that's coming up hopefully soon. Also, Kasia and Sam, this last part was my favorite because you emphasized how advantageous it is to learn a bit of Polish. Just look at how excited Kasia got when Sam was even putting in minimum effort to learn some Polish. She was pumped. If you ever move here or travel here often, do learn Polish. It is a hard language, but it's not that hard. You can do it. Well, thanks again to Smile Squad for those 3 minutes of laughter. They have a lot of funny videos online, not only about Poland, so do check them out. I'll put a link in my description so you can easily find them. This video really did make me smile, and I hope it brought some smiles to your faces as well. If you have not subscribed to my channel yet, I encourage you to do so. Just click the button right here on this Poland mug so you don't miss out on all of the creative ideas I have in my mind that I would like to share with you about this wonderful country. See you soon.
Smile Squad!
Thank you for watching.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram right here.
And tag all your Polish friends.
Well, that's about it. I'm Sam, keep smiling, and we'll see you in the next video.
Do widzenia!